Readings from Mark chapter 10, starting at verse 13. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly, I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you so much, Sue. So it's quite interesting, isn't it, what's going on there? Because it is a real thing back then, 2,000 years ago, but also today, that when there's somebody important in town, we kind of just like them to touch our children. I think politicians still do it today. I mean, that slightly blows my mind, why you would want any politician to touch your precious child. But anyway, so what was happening here then is that the crowds were coming to Jesus and they were saying, "Please just touch my child." And it's kind of like a sign of something good, that something about that person, something about Jesus would be imparted to their children. But back in those days, children didn't have the place in society that they do today. And so the disciples were kind of like, "Just get out of the way. We don't want these kids around. We want Jesus to speak to the important people." But Jesus said, no, hang on. That's not what I'm about. I'm about blessing, giving my goodness, my love, my tender care to those people who feel a little bit on the outside of society. Those people who kind of feel maybe they don't quite know what their role is in life. They just haven't quite made it yet. Those are the people that Jesus is wanting to say, come to me. I will gather you in. Let them come to me to be blessed. And so we saw that's what happened. The Jesus came and he sat these children on his knee and he put his hands upon them and it was like he was saying, "I love you. I think you're special. I know all about you. You are mine." And indeed, Jesus did that so many times throughout his life. Those people who were poorly, who were ill, whatever was going on, he said, "Come to me. You're the people I really want to spend time with, and I will place my hands on you, and I will heal you of your illnesses. I will reconcile you to me and to God. I am the one who's bringing goodness into your life," and he used his hands to show that to them. There's a really lovely couple of verses in Isaiah 49, and it's telling about a conversation. And it's saying that Zion, the people of God, the children of God, and they're saying, "Do you know what? I just feel we have been forgotten and we have been abandoned." And the reality is, isn't it, that we sometimes feel like that. And this is what God replies. "Can a mother forget her own child? Can a mother walk away from the baby she's born?" The answer to that question is actually, yeah, sometimes. Sometimes she can. And I think in our lives, maybe here in this room or those people we know who are not gathered today, the experience of motherhood isn't always great. Sometimes our mothers are marvelous. Sometimes most of us just kind of try to do our best. Some days we have good days. Some days we have bad days. But there are some mothers who just find the whole thing too much and too overwhelming. And it is indeed possible for a mother to walk away from their child. Maybe that's physically, maybe that's emotionally. But this is what God says. God says, "Even if mothers forget, I will never forget you. Look, I have written your name on the palms of my hands. It's like, and we look and see Jesus in that. That Jesus has written, engraved our names on the palm of his hands. It could be like a tattoo with all of our names on it. He would need pretty big hands, wouldn't he, to put all of our names tattooed onto that. We see that as he is stretched out on the cross, where he's not able to use his hands to bless as such they are nailed to the cross. And yet, there is an expression of invitation in that body stance that he has. So the invitation to us today is to say, come, come Lord Jesus, use your hands to bless us in our time here and now. We have the invitation to come to know him, to walk this life with him, to know his smile upon us. That's what Jesus' hands are still saying to us today. But I also think, too, what we saw earlier is that we, too, are able to use our hands to bless other people, to do good to other people. And perhaps the challenge for us today is, how might we have done that? Have we done it this morning? Anybody given their mum's breakfast in bed today? Yes! Well done you, well done you. Maybe we've used our hands and we're going to be using our hands later to offer some lovely little daffodils to our mothers. But the question for us today is, how might we use our hands to bless others? How might we receive the blessing of Jesus in our lives? I look forward to hearing maybe how we can do that.
God, I belong to you. I won't be Forever.